Back in on the game, 525. Cole Manbeck will be on the show. What's at stake for Bruce Weber tonight? We'll discuss that at 510 as well. Plus, at 510, I'm going to read some of the responses I'm getting to that Twitter question. People are doing well. The internet's doing well today. I asked if the Thursday of the NCAA tournament is Christmas. What holiday is the Tuesday of the first four games? I am getting some very good responses, so keep the responses coming. That's at JL Kurtz on Twitter. I suppose we could get that retweeted from the game account, the game KMAN. I don't have Mitch to boss around to do that here this time. It just doesn't feel the same with Brennan because I know Brennan is going to willingly do it. Mitch always has to give me like an eye roll or a little bit of
attitude.
That's
because he's busy doing other things, not listening to the show.
Like watching YouTube videos or whatever it is he does over there on the other side of the glass. I don't know half the time. I don't have like an intro or anything for this segment yet, but I'm excited for this. So this all started. I'll give you the background on this. I'm hoping this is good enough to turn into an actual bit, like something we could do recurring on the show. I was cruising the internet earlier today, as the kids say, and I saw Dick Vitale tweeted that it wasn't anything real bad, but he just tweeted his analysis of the game, which was, look for John Collins to lead Wake Forest over a tough Kansas State team. Should be a good game. And I almost just retweeted it with something like, all right, K-State fans, here you go. Check out this hater. You know, something like that, just trying to be funny with it. And I was like, all right, so Dickie V's a hater. I guess we could talk about that on the show. I was like, you know what? Let's go see who other people are picking. And we started to go further and further down the road, and I was like, why not just make a segment of haters and people on the other side? And we had to brainstorm an idea there, and I just came up with ballers. So it's haters and ballers for K-State Wake tonight. Who's on the side of the Cats, and who's a hater?
Okay. I mean, I think we could come up with some better names, but it is the first.
You had your chance.
First day of the segment.
You had your chance.
I'm still working.
I already pulled audio around this being ballers, so I've put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears here, my friend. I don't know if switching it up is really gonna jive with me as far as that goes.
Okay, all right.
So let's feel this one out. All right, you did, credit to you, give me a lot of help here on who the haters and the ballers were, because I basically had Dickie V and like two other people. And actually, I'm gonna scratch off one of these. I had Ryan Fagan as a hater. He's a sporting news writer. I don't even think anyone really knows who he is. So I'm scratching him off the list. So we got 3-3. Three haters, three ballers here. Hater number one, Dick Vitale. Because, as I mentioned, his tweet, he says, look for John Collins to lead Wake Forest over a tough Kansas State team. Should be a good game. So Dick Vitale, you are hater number one.
I hate you. I don't even know you. And I hate your guts.
Hater number two, or do we want to bounce back and forth, haters and ballers?
We'll bounce back and forth.
Okay.
Baller number one is next.
Baller number one would actually be the ESPN bracket simulator.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in ESPN in the bracket challenge, which you should be in our group, the Game KMAN, as long as you're not a jabroni. I did see Mitch put the caveat there, no jabronis allowed. So if you're not a jabroni, join our bracket group at the Game KMAN on ESPN. But if you use just their metric, which is from
teamrankings.com, I think.
They pick K-State has a 52% chance to win the game tonight. So, therefore, ESPN's bracket simulator is baller number one.
Wanna be a baller. Shot caller, 20th play on the Impala.
All right, so we got one hater and one baller down here in Haters and Ballers, the debut segment. This one I can't believe. Hater number two. Sam Mellinger.
Yeah.
Breaking our hearts.
Yeah, seriously.
Kansas City Star columnist Sam Mellinger, a hater.
Not only does he have Wake Forest beating K-State, but he's got him beating Cincinnati and then beating, of all teams, Kent State in the next round, who he has beating UCLA in the first round. So he's got Wake going to the Sweet 16.
So not only does he have K-State losing to Wake Forest, but he also has a huge upset happening in the bracket, so it would be therefore more painful because you would look at it and say, well, that could have been us. It could have been an easy run to the Sweet 16. Sam Mellinger, that makes you hater number two.
Oh, man. Hey.
I don't know if I know where any of these
That's
came from.
That's a lot of hate. Well, the first two haters are both from the Player Haters Ball on Dave Chappelle, The Chappelle Show.
Okay.
The old sketch show, The Chappelle Show. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. Great show. Baller, the first baller, here, I'll give it to you again. You don't know this song?
No.
It's not anyone important, but it was a famous song. One hit wonder, at least as far as I'm concerned. Little Troy, something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a famous song. All right, baller number two. Vegas. Las Vegas started out as either Wake minus one or a pick 'em, but today the big money guys seem to like K-State because the line, latest I've seen, K-State minus two. Is that still accurate?
Yeah, 1.5 or two, depending on where you're looking.
K-State, a 2-point favorite, 1-point favorite some places, 1.5 others. Either way, the line has moved, and Vegas likes K-State. So baller number two. Las Vegas. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl. You gotta know this. Right? I would call it.
That sounds really familiar, but you give me a clip that short, I'm not gonna be able to pick up what it's from. I'm sorry.
I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call it. Ski-Lo, I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Fun story, when I was in a fraternity, everybody had that as my theme song because I really like basketball and I'm short and I sucked at it. And, you know, it was pretty appropriate. All right, so we got two haters and two ballers so far. Okay. You want hater number three? This is a weird. I'll let you explain this because when you said this to me, I didn't understand how it's different from the ESPN bracket simulator, which is already in the baller segment.
Yeah, so ESPN has their own, you know, BPI. They also have the the football power index, the FPI in college football, and so they do their own computer things and their computers like Wake Forest by a 56-44 margin over K-State.
Oh, hater number three, the ESPN BPI.
Okay,
I assume you know that one. I assume you know that one. Little Taylor Swift. Yeah, so hater number three, the ESPN BPI.
Brennan's giving us the thumbs down, but that's the best one you've played so far.
I knew that would be your favorite one for sure. Hey, that's fine. That's the whole point here. I'm trying to entertain. You ready for our third and final baller?
Before we get to that, I just have one question. If this is going to be a recurring segment, are you going to find new clips every single time?
What is wrong with these? I'm getting text messages about how great the sound bites
are. That wasn't necessarily a complaint. It was just out of curiosity. I wanted to know how many different clips you could come up with those lyrics in them. I don't know how long you would have to go until you exhausted the entire list.
I could probably do it. I could probably come up with some more. If you want to know what I did for ballers, I went to rapgenius.com and typed in the keyword baller and just saw what songs popped up, and I picked a few.
I can only imagine how many of our listeners spend their time on rapgenius.com.
Hey, you should. It explains rap lyrics. It's great. I've spent hours on there before. Finally, baller number three. Baller number three. Good old KenPom. Everybody's darling in the basketball world. Ken Pomeroy, his basketball analytics site, they predict a 77-76 win for the Wildcats tonight over Wake Forest. So baller number three in haters and ballers is KenPom for picking the Cats by one. Ball alert, it's a ball alert. Work for them Dallas, yeah. I honestly did not know this song until I saw it. Dallas,
yeah. I feel like you could hear that in Aggieville in certain establishments.
Well, it is
from time to time.
It's Tyga. I know Tyga.
Yeah.
Rack City.
Yeah.
But this was a new one for me. Ball alert,
it's a ball alert. You're going to have to play it again. Dallas,
yeah. Well, it's kind of like the most appropriate one, right? Dallas, like we're saying this person's a baller, and baller alert.
Okay. Well, I don't know if KenPom has ever been called a baller before because he's kind of the biggest stat nerd in college basketball, but I appreciate his work and appreciate that he's going with the Cats tonight.
Well, that's why we have to prop him up with the baller stuff here because he never has been that guy.
If we ever have KenPom on this show, we have got to tell him right off the top, look, we called you a baller one time. Do you still want to be on the show with us?
But by that point in time, we would probably have called him a hater too because, you know, if we start checking it and start checking around.
Yeah, if we check in before the Cincinnati game, he might not be as kind to us.
Right, exactly. You know that he would have Cincinnati. KenPom really favors defensively, strong defensive teams. Cincinnati typically hangs their hat on defense. I'm sure in that respect he's going to be a ball alert. It's a ball alert. Oh, I clicked the wrong one. Oh, I wanted Taylor Swift. All right. Well, I've had enough fun with these. That's probably going to wrap it up. Cole Manbeck's going to be on with us at 5:25. At 5:10, what's at stake tonight for Bruce Weber? with the Wildcats taking on Wake Forest in the first four games. Keep the Twitter responses rolling in. I'm loving them. If it's Christmas Day on Thursday of the NCAA tournament, what is the Tuesday of the first four games? Let me know what you think at JL Kurtz or the Game KMAN on Twitter. When we come back, we will tackle one of the bigger sports stories in the world right now. If a parent is taking it too far, plus a little K-State football update for you as well. You're on the Game.
Get in the game.
Ready, set, mo.